nation's northwest corner.
That's us.
Is Washington, an evergreen playground blessed by an unusual variety of natural attractions.
Yes, it is. And they all have really funny names, and that's why Felix Bonnell is here with All Over the Map, a way that those of you who have adopted this area as your home will learn little by little the quirks that you're going to be stuck with for the rest of your lives. And today this is about a forgotten early 2000s SUV known as the what?
Yes, the Buick Rainier. If you can remember back about 15 years ago, it was sold from 2004 to 2007. They made about 60,000 of them, General Motors did. And let's step back a moment to understand where the Buick Rainier fit into the niche-driven hierarchy that is American automotive marketing. For a clue, here's a little clip from an internal video produced in 2005.
The introduction of Buick Rainier was an important event for Buick. As a premium luxury SUV, Rainier sets a new benchmark for this market niche, one that can be referred to as the refined utility segment.
Wait, luxury and Rainier, used in the same sentence.
Well, it's a dignified mountain. Anyway, right. GM also hired a big celebrity to help establish the Buick Rainier in that refined utility market segment. See if you can recognize his voice.
Rainier, brand new from Buick. Powerful engine, smooth ride, and a booming sound system.
You're kidding me.
It's your car. You earned it.
That is awesome. Right?
Thank you, Buick.
I did not.
Hard to recognize. That's Tiger Woods much less controversial days. That was a promo campaign called Tiger Trap that involved a bunch of amateur golfers competing alongside the golfing legend to win, you guessed it, a brand new Buick Rainier. Now, we've spoken before about the controversy of how the name Rainier rather than Tacoma for our mountain was bestowed in 1792 by Captain Vancouver for his friend Admiral Peter Rainier, who, by the way, looks just like one of the guys from the Buggles. I think it's the hair and the glasses. Trevor Horn, I don't think he was basing his look on that, but Trevor Horn looks just like Peter Rainier. But all that controversy aside, you may wonder, as I have for many years, who named the Buick Rainier?
Yeah.
This guy named Bill Davis, a pretty amazing guy in charge of the design team for what was called the GM T360, an SUV platform used for several brands. He and his wife made their first visit to Seattle around 2002 to visit their daughter who was living here. Sunny day, the mountain was out. Bill Davis was impressed. They flew back home through the clouds with the cone sticking up above, and a few weeks later, the Buick marketing team asked if anybody had any ideas, and Bill suggested it, and it said it's very rare that it happens organically like this, but they chose the name Rainier. Now, Bill did some pretty other amazing things for GM. He named the Chevy Sonoma pickup. He also, remember that 1970s Pontiac Firebird Trans Am with the big bird on the hood, that thick Smokey and the Bandit? He designed that bird. So that same guy, very well-known GM designer, is responsible for calling this now-forgotten SUV the Buick Rainier, which I think is pretty cool. We have some great promo photos of the mountain and the car there in the foreground at My Northwest, along with a picture of Peter Rainier, so you can make your own Buggles comparison if you want. That's all at MyNorthwest.com. Mm. And in a future episode, we'll hit the Toyota Tacoma.
Yes, please. Explain that.
I have to confess that when you said Rainier first, I was thinking about the beer.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I know. I'm not the only one.
That was the big mistake
is
that we named both an SUV and a mountain after beer.
I was confused about the whole luxury thing.
And there's a baseball team, too. So it's all we can all blame Vancouver like we can for many things.
Okay.
All of Felix's features are at MyNorthwest.com.